In horse racing, the Preakness Stakes, the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown, runs tomorrow in Baltimore, and not surprisingly, Animal Kingdom is the early favorite. Odds makers have the winner of the Kentucky Derby as the 2-1 favorite in the morning line. However, Animal Kingdom may not be able to last a mile in 3/16, which is the distance for the Preakness. You're wondering what horses I would pick? Well, I like Mucho Macho Man to win and Dialed In to place. That's Dialed In. That's the horse's name. And I suspect Animal Kingdom may show. Well, finally this morning, for everybody that's afflicted with lockout hysteria, you probably should chill out. The National Football League players are still out of a job. The drafted rookies still can't cash their checks. Both sides do agree on one thing, however. They're not even close to a new collective bargaining agreement. But let me tell you this, and you may want to be wishing to you are sitting down when you hear it. Professional football is not too big to fail. The fact remains that there are millions of bucks being wasted here in talking and posturing, and there are billions waiting to be earned and spent. But let me toss out this little gem. Oh, maybe it will be a good thing if there's no football season. Ha ha ha, Whitcomb, you're entering a minefield here. But I'm serious. Perhaps those who worship at the altar of the NFL should focus on something other than football from late August until early February. How about hanging out with the family? Maybe make some home improvements. Get on an exercise program. Well, right now, the people who are afflicted with this lockout hysteria are pressing for congressional intervention in this matter, and they're recommending all sorts of other absurd ideas to save the season. Now, I did do some checking, and yes, it is true that 19 of the top 20 television shows last fall were football games, so it stands to reason that the NFL really is important to a lot of people in this country. Wouldn't you agree? I got to tell you, though, that sports pundit Jason Whitlock says the same case can be made for pornography. Football and porn do share one thing in common. The people who watch it probably have no idea of its harmful side effects. And I think this glorification of gridiron mayhem reflects what's wrong with us as Americans. Neither football nor porn is essential to life as we know it. Both are merely forms of entertainment. Hey, that's it. Well, my fellow pundit, Mr. Whitlock, goes as far as to link the two. He claims that football at the professional level is nothing more than sports porn, that a football game is a three-hour snuff film played and watched by men who mostly haven't evolved intellectually beyond adolescence. Well, further, I beg to differ with those who profess that football prepares kids to be good, solid citizens. What good is it to see some dude act like a hot dog after scoring a touchdown or to watch a player scratch his extremities when the camera's on him? Football is a metaphor for life. Give me a break, folks. And while I'm on the subject, I wonder sometimes why local school systems insist on retaining football during tight financial times, but are more than willing to sacrifice music, art, history, and geography in order to balance a budget. Enough said. Well, the University of New Mexico plays the University of Alabama on Monday in the second round of the Men's National Invitational Basketball Tournament. Tip-off should be at around 8 o'clock Mountain Daylight Time in Tuscaloosa. Now, the Lobos advanced to the NIT's round of 16 with a 12-point win over the University of Texas at El Paso on Tuesday in Albuquerque. The Crimson Tide rolled over Coastal Carolina University that same evening. The winner of the New Mexico-Alabama game will take on either Missouri State or Miami, Florida University in the quarterfinal round. That'll be next Tuesday or Wednesday. That game also will be played at the home floor of the higher seed, which, if the seeding committee has done its job accurately, would be Alabama. If the Lobos win, though, they still don't get a home game because both Missouri State and Miami are higher seeds than UNM. The semifinal games, by the way, and the championship game for the NIT will be played at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The game to decide the NIT title is going to be played 2 weeks from today. First-round action at the men's NCAA tournament, the big dance, if you will, gets underway today and tomorrow at 34 venues across the country, actually 32 venues across the country, because there were two more so-called play-in games last night, and now the field is at 64 teams, 16 in each of the four regional mini tournaments. And as I opined yesterday, these play-in games, there have been four of them this year, they allow the NCAA to add four teams to the event, which adds four games, which means more television money. This year's top seeds in the four regionals include perennial contender Duke University, the University of Kansas, Ohio State, and the University of Pittsburgh. This is March Madness, that time of the year, that two-week period when fans of college basketball can OD to their heart's content. Even President Obama got into the act yesterday, and I understand the president has predicted that the top four seeds will advance. The four I just mentioned will be advancing to the Final Four in Houston. And like I did back in December, the president picked the University of Kansas to win the national championship this year. The Los Alamos High School baseball team will be on its collective way to Farmington this morning to prepare for a three-day tournament hosted by Piedra Vista High School. The Hilltopper softball team will also be in the Four Corners area this weekend for a tournament. The host is Farmington High School. New Mexico Highlands University's baseball team will be in Lakewood, Colorado tomorrow to kick off a four-game Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference series with Colorado Christian University. Twin bills are slated both Friday and Saturday. Track and field teams representing Los Alamos High School and Santa Fe High will be in action Saturday morning. The Topper Thinclads will compete in the Spartan Invitational, which is hosted by Bernalillo High School. Santa Fe High School's Demons will join, I think, about 12 or 13 other teams from around the Albuquerque area at an invitational meet hosted by Rio Rancho High School. Finally this morning, the calendar says spring won't be here for another 4 days, but that record-breaking 78-degree temperature in Albuquerque yesterday has winter-weary golfers making reservations for the weekend. Many of those making tee times for Saturday are members of the Northern New Mexico Senior Men's Golf Association, which is gearing up for another season. It's been 21 years since a group of men over the age of 55 decided to break away from the New Mexico Seniors Organization to form a new organization. Those eligible for membership in the new one had to have their primary domicile north of Interstate 40 and south of a fuzzy line in southern Colorado. And near as I can figure, it's probably the U.S. Highway 50, which stretches from Lamar on the eastern slope of Colorado all the way to Grand Junction. The organizers of the Northern Seniors Association included some familiar names to a lot of people in Los Alamos: Bill Kramer, Jess Litton, M.W. McCloskey, Milo Smith, and the old goat herder himself, Lou Perotti. As I say, all from Los Alamos. Lee Sanchez Sr. of Santa Fe is, near as I could figure, the only member of the organizational team still playing. And he's still tough. Plays in the first or second flight with dudes a decade or more younger than he is. The Northern Seniors play their first two tournaments of the season in Las Cruces. The opener is April 26th at Picacho Hills Country Club. The second is scheduled at Sonoma Ranch. And on the way home, the group will stop in Tier C and challenge the new Sierra del Rio Golf Club. I guess maybe that's technically in the community of Elephant Butte. Anyway, a total of 26 regular season tournaments are on the slate this year for the Northern Seniors, most of them in New Mexico. However, 8 of the 26 will be contested in the state of Colorado. The association will be back at the Rio Grande Club in South Fork, Colorado in mid-July. And folks, I have to tell you, that track is fast becoming one of the most popular courses in the state because it's, number one, challenging, the ambiance is stunning, and the greens fees are more than reasonable. What are the chances that the University of New Mexico can advance to the second round of the Mountain West Conference baseball tournament today? Well, first, the Lobos have to get by Brigham Young University this afternoon in the first round of play. All games at this year's Mountain West tournament will be contested at Tony Gwynn Stadium on the San Diego State University campus. But right now, let's look at a little history. A week ago, UNM was in third place in the Mountain West Conference standings with 10 wins and 11 losses. With the exception of the top two seeds, TCU and Utah, every other team in the league had worse records than the Lobos did. UNM was looking at a number three seed with just three games left on the regular season schedule, and all three would be played at home in Albuquerque. Trouble is, those three final games were with Texas Christian University, arguably one of the best teams in the country, that according to some pundits. The Lobos lost all three last weekend and, on the season, were able to beat the Horned Frogs one time in six outings. So what's the story with BYU? How did the Cougars wind up taking over third place while the Lobos dropped to sixth? And what's likely to be the outcome of today's encounter? Well, BYU won its final game of the regular season and sneaked past UNM to snag the third seed for the tournament. However, during the regular season, the Lobos beat the BYU Cougars twice in three games played. So today's game has to be rated a toss-up. In the second conference game today, fourth-seeded San Diego State plays the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the number five seed. Now, this game could also go either way. In the second round of games tomorrow at the conference tournament, today's losers play in what essentially would be an elimination game. The University of Utah then received a bye into the second round of the tournament by virtue of its second seed. The Utes play the highest-seeded winner of today's games. If there are no upsets this afternoon, that's likely to be Brigham Young University. And if the seeds go as predicted, San Diego State will beat UNLV, which means UNM and UNLV will fall into the loser's bracket and go at it in the elimination game tomorrow. Now, let's think positive, at least for one round. For the sake of argument, let's say the Lobos beat BYU today. BYU would end up playing UNLV tomorrow, unless, of course, the running Rebels pull off an upset. The Lobos would be the lowest seed still unbeaten, but TCU looms yet again. Well, keep in mind, though, that UNM did beat the Horned Frogs early in the season, in Fort Worth, no less. Another upset is not unforeseen, but it's probably not likely either. At that point, though, the Lobos would go back into the consolation bracket and try to work back up from there. It could be an interesting tournament, this Mountain West Conference tournament. If you're planning to be in San Diego this week and can make it by Tony Gwynn Stadium, let me tell you this. Tickets for the tournament are $12 per game for adults and $10 for kids and senior citizens. By the way, if you plan on being in there and you want to have them online, you can go to GoAztecs.com. And by the way, the conference champion gets an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament next week. Texas Christian has won six consecutive Mountain West regular season titles. New Mexico's other Division I school, the State University in Las Cruces, will meet Louisiana Tech tomorrow evening in the first round of the Western Athletic Conference baseball tournament. The Aggies are the number six seed for the double elimination affair. There are three games that will be scheduled tomorrow at Hohokam Stadium in Mesa, Arizona. Now, if the Aggies can win tomorrow over Louisiana Tech, they'll be up against second-seeded Fresno State. That game will be played on Thursday afternoon. If New Mexico State loses, the next opponent would be the loser of the Nevada-Reno-San Jose State game. The University of Hawaii finished atop the regular season WAC standings and was awarded the top seed for the tournament. The Rainbow Warriors picked up a first-round bye and won't see action until Thursday evening. The championship game in the Western Athletic Conference tournament will be decided Saturday night or Sunday at noon if a second game is necessary. Hawaii only lost three conference games all season. Now, if you plan on being on the coast this weekend or later this week, you can get a pass for the whole tournament for $30, and that guarantees you'll be able to see every game in the WAC tournament this week. And by the way, Hohokam Stadium down there outside of Phoenix is the winter home of the Chicago Cubs.